Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Emor. That is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, and in this Aliyah we're going to be learning about the Yomim Tovim. The Pasuk tells us, "Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Israel, speak to the Bnei Israel, Amar Talayim, and tell them, Moyadei Hashem, the festivals, the set times of Hashem, Asher Tikru Oisam Mikrei Kodesh, that you shall call them holy callings. Elohim Moyadei, these are my Yomim Tovim." Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis, Daber el Bnei Israel, Moyadei Hashem, Asay Mayadais, make set times, festivals, Shiu Yisrom Lumad Behem, the Kai Israel shall be used to and accustomed to them, Shema Abrim as Hashana, Al Golias, Shinekrim Kaimon, that they're going to extend the year because of the exiles that were sent out, Lalais Laregal, Vadain Lo Yerushalayim, in order to be able to do Aliyah Laregal, they still haven't reached Yerushalayim. Rashi's telling us over here that the calendar should be set in a way to maximize participation in Aliyah Laregal. This includes adding another month when necessary. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Sheshes Yom Teos Melacha, 6 days work shall be done. On the seventh day, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Mikra Kodesh, it is a day of rest, a holy calling. You shouldn't do any work. Shabbos, Hila Hashem, it is Shabbos, Tashem, Bechom, Ashvei Seichem, and all of your dwelling places. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Sheshes Yomim, my Indian Shabbos, Itzel Moedes. We are just about to talk about the Yomim Tovim, so why is it that we start talking about Shabbos? L'amedcha to teach you, Shekol HaMechalas HaMoedes, anyone that desecrates Yontif, Malin, all of Ki'ilu Chilas Shabbos, it's like he was Mechal Shabbos. V'chol HaMekayimus HaMoedes, anyone that keeps Yontif, Malin, all of Ki'ilu Kiyamus Shabbos, it's like he kept all the Shabbosays. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Dalad. Eile Moedei Hashem, these are the Yom Tovim, the festivals of Hashem, Mikrei Kodesh, callings of holiness, Asher Tikru Oisem Mo'adam, that you shall call them in their set times. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad says, Eile Moedei Hashem, L'mal Medar Rabbi Roshana. Previously, two Pesukim ago, we were talking about extending the year in order to accommodate all the Oile Regalim. V'kan Medar Rabbi Kiddush HaChadosh, over here, we're talking about setting of the months. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Hei, B'chadosh HaRishon, on the first month, this is talking about Nisan. V'arba Asar L'chadosh Ben Harbayim, on the 14th of the month, in the afternoon, Pesach Lashem, that is Pesach for Hashem. Rashi over here tells us, Pasach Hey, Bein Rabbayim, Mishay Shai Sulmala, from 6 hours and on, Pesach Hashem, Hakravas Karbon Sheshmai Pesach. That doesn't mean that it's Pesach, it means that you're bringing a carbon, and the carbon's name is Pesach. Back to Chumash Pasach Vav, V'chamishas Yom L'Chedesh Hazeh, and on the 15th day of this month of Nisan, Chag HaMatzos Lashem, it's Chag HaMatzos to Hashem, Shivas Yom HaMatzos Techelu, 7 days you shall eat matzos. Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, on the first day shall be a holy calling for you, Kamalech Savoid Lo Yisasu, you are not allowed to do any malacha. V'kravtem isha l'Hashem shivas yomim b'yom ha'shvi'i mikra kodesh kol malach zavoid l'isasu, and you shall bring a fire offering for Hashem 7 days, and on the seventh day it's a holy calling. All sort of malacha you are not allowed to do. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches, V'kraftim Isha, Hema Musafim Amurim Parshas Pinchas. This is talking about the carbon musaf that is spoken about in Parshas Pinchas. V'lomen Emru Kan. So why is it the Pasuk mentions it over here? Lo Emelecha to teach you, She'en HaMusafim Akvin Zehzeh, that one carbon musaf is not ma'akav, it doesn't prevent another one. V'kraftim Isha L'Hashem, Mikol Makam, in any which way, Imein Parim, if there aren't any oxen to be had, Havi Elim, bring rams, V'mein Parim Ve'elim, if there are no oxen or rams, Havi Kvasim, so bring sheep, Shivas Yamim, Komak Shenever Shivas. Anytime it says Shivas, Shame Doverhu, this is a name, this is a noun, Shavua Shel Yamim, a week of days. And jump to the next Rashi, Melech Zavoida, Afil Melech Zachashuvas Lechem Avoida Vitzerech, even some sort of Melech, some sort of work, which is very important and necessary for you, Sheish Chesrin Kis Batal Shabalhem, you're going to lose money if you don't do this work, King Adavra Avid, something that if it's not done now, then you're going to lose something. Kachivati Mitaris Kaihanim, this is how I understood, says Rashi, Victani, it says over there, Yachal Avchal Shamayi Dihei Asr Melech Zavoida, you might think that it's Asr Du Melecha on Chalamayid, however, on Yontif itself, you're not allowed to do any sort of malacha, even a davar ha'aved, something that's going to cause you a loss of money. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Tes. Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amar talem, speak to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them, Kisavayu el ha'aretz, when you come to the land, Asher ani nosein lechem, which I'm going to give you, uktzartem es katzira, and you harvest your harvesting, vaveisem es oimer reishes katzirchem al kain, and you shall bring an oimer, the first of your harvesting, to the kain. Now Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud, just clarifies, reishes katzirchem shetei rishon al katzir, this is the first harvesting. Oimer, Asiris Ha'efa. What is an Oimer? It's a tenth of an Efer. Kach Ha'isashma, that's its name. Kamai, it says in the Pasuk, Vayamaydu Ba'Oimer, and they measured an Oimer's worth. So an Oimer is actually a measurement. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Alef. V'heinif es Oimer lefnei Hashem l'tzoinchem, and he shall wave this Oimer in front of Hashem as a ratzoin, as an appeasement for you. Mimachas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, yinifenu ha'kayin, that's when the kayin shall wave this Oimer. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Yud Alef. V'heinif kol tenufa, all sorts of waving. What is that? Mailchu Mevi, back and forth, Malu Marid, up and down. Mailchu Mevi, when he waves it back and forth, Latzer Ruches Rois. This is to stop the bad winds. Malu Marid, when it goes up and down, Latzer Talam Roim, this prevents all the bad dews. Lertzainchem, Im Takrivu Kamishpat Hazeh. If you follow this prescription, Yel Ratzain Lechem, then it will be a Ratzain for you. Mimachas Shabbos, what does that mean, the day after Shabbos? Mimachas Yontav Arishin Shal Pesach, this is the day after the first day of Pesach, meaning on the second day of Pesach, that's when the Karban Omer is brought. Shema Ta'omer Shabbos Bereishis. If you think the pasuk's talking about Shabbos Bereishis, meaning Shabbos, the Sabbath, then we don't know which Shabbos we're talking about. It must be that the word Shabbos in this pasuk is actually talking about the first day of Yontif, the first day of Pesach. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vasisem b'yamei nivchamas ha'omer. And you shall do, on the day that the Omer is waved, keves tamim ben shenasei lo'ayla Hashem, a sheep that is unblemished, is within its first year of life, it should be brought as an oila for Hashem. It's brought along with the Omer. Umin chasai, and the carbon minchal is brought along with it. Shnei asrayinim, soilas b'lob Hashemin, two asrayinim, a fine flour mixed with oil, ishal Hashem, a fire offering for Hashem, reach nichayach, a pleasing aroma, v'nisko yayin revias a hin, and its wine libations is a quarter of a hin. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vasisem Keves Chayv L'Omer Huba. This is a Chayv that must be brought along with the Karban Omer. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Dalet, we learn a halacha that's relevant to the Karban Omer. V'lechem v'kali v'charmel loy soich lo'ad etzma yom hazeh. And any bread or dried or roasted grain is not allowed to be eaten until that very day. Adav yachem es karban alaykechem, until you bring the Karban of your God. Chukas olam dar seichem, this is an eternal decree forever, b'chumash v'seichem, in all of your dwelling places. Rashi Pasuk Yud Dalet tells us, and let's see the third Rashi over here, b'chomash v'seichem, in all your dwelling places, nechleku b'chach me'israel, this machlaik is about this. Yesh shalom du mikan, there's some that learn from here, she'achadosh, that this iser of chadosh, that you are not allowed to eat new grain until the omer, this iser is noig b'chutz la'aretz, also in Chutz La'aretz. V'yeshayim, some say, loyba el lamed shlen tzav al chadosh ela la'achir yirush v'yeshiva, that the iser of chadosh only applies after we conquer Eretz Yisrael, mishakavshu v'chilku, and they conquered it and divided it, and only then the iser of chadosh applies. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Tesvav, u'svart lechem machas haShabbos, and you shall count for yourself from the day after Shabbos, miyoyim aviyachem as omer atenufa, meaning from the day that you bring the Karban Omer, sheva Shabbos es tmimis tiyena, 7 full weeks. Ami Machas Shabbos Hashviyas Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, until after the last week you should count 50 days, and then Vikrafti Mincha Chadash Al Hashem, you should bring a new mincha for Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Dezvav, Rashi says Machas Shabbos Machas Yontif. Again, this means the day after Yontif, the second day of Pesach, Tbimas Tiyana, they shall be complete. Malam Shemaschul Moinu Be'erev, that means we start counting from the evening. Shem Leikin, if not so, and in Tbimas, then they're not complete, because we know that in Yiddishkeit the day starts at night. Pasuk Tezayin, Rashi tells us Hashabbos Hashviyas Kitargumoy. This is not including the 50th day. We know that we count 49 days. The Omer is not 50 days. On the 50th day, that's when this new mincha is brought. And I say, this is the Medrash. The simple understanding is, until after the 7th week, that's the 50th day, you should count. Mincha chadasha, what does that mean, a new mincha? This is the first mincha that's brought from the new grain. Vim Taimer, if you're going to ask, says Rashi, Hare Karban Mincha Sa'omer. We already brought the Omer, and that was a Karban Mincha, and that was the first mincha from new grain. And in Kishar Kal Menachas, the Omer is not like all other Menachas. Shiba Menachas Sa'omer. The Mincha Sa'omer is actually from barley and not from wheat, which all other Menachas are from wheat. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yodzayin, Mimashvay Seichem, from your dwelling places, to Viu Lechem Tanufa, you shall bring this bread of waving, Shtayim, two loaves, Shnei Esrayin, each is two asrayim. Soilus tien, it should be made of fine flour. Chametz tiafena, it's baked as chametz. Bikurim Lashem is a first fruit offering to Hashem. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, tells us, Mimashvayzeichem v'loimi chutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to bring this grain from chutz la'aretz. Lechem tenufa, lechem teruma hamuram l'shem gavaya. This is not a bread of waving, this is actually a bread of elevation. It was elevated and separated for Hashem. V'zui ha-mincha chadash hamur l'mala. This is the mincha chadash that we were just talking about. Bikurim, rishayin l'chal menachas. It's considered bikurim because it is the first of all menachas, afle minchas k'nais haba menachas arim, loisikar menachadash, kaidem l'shtei halechem. You're not allowed to bring this minchas k'nais before the shtei halechem is brought. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, v'kraftim al lechem, and you should bring along with this bread, shivas kvasim tamimim b'nei shana, 7 lambs that are unblemished, within their first year of life, upar ben bakar echad ve'elim shnayim, and one par and two elim, yu la'il Hashem, they shall be as an oil for Hashem, u'minchas v'niskeim, and their menachas and their libations, ishe reach nichayich Hashem, a fire offering, a reach nichayich, a pleasing aroma for Hashem. And along with these animals that were brought as an oil, the pasuk continues, v'asisem seir izim echad l'chatas, and you shall bring one seir izim as a chatas, u'shnei kvasim b'nei shana l'zevach shlamim, and two kvasim that are within their first year of life as a shlamim, v'heinif ha'kayin oisam, and the kayin shall wave them, al lechem ha'bikurim, tenuf l'fnei Hashem, on top of, meaning over the lechem of this bikurim, this bread, this mincha, a waving in front of Hashem in elevation, al shnei kvasim, along with these two kvasim, kodesh yu l'Hashem l'kayin, they shall be holy for Hashem, for the kayin. And Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf tells us, v'heinif ha'kayin oisam, tenufa, and the kayin shall wave them, malamet shetu'in and tenufa mechaim, this teaches the kayin has to wave them while they're still alive, yachal kulam, you might think that he has to wave all of them, tamalam, it's why the Pasuk says, al shnei kvasim, these two lambs, kodesh yu, l'fisha shalma yachid kachim kalim, since we know that the shlamim brought by an individual is usually kachim kalim, hoskak loimer b'shalmi tzibur shein kachay kachim, that's why the Pasuk has to tell us that a shlamim that's brought for the tzibur is actually kachay kachim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaval, if ukrasim b'etzem ayem azeh, you shall call out on that very day, mikra kodesh yu alachem, it shall be a holy calling for you, kol melech zavoy delay sasu, you shall not do any sort of melacha, chukas oilem b'chumash v'seichem d'raseichem, an eternal decree in all your dwelling places for all your generations, and this is obviously the Yontif of Shavuos. And the Pasuk continues talking about the harvest with another halacha, uvekutzrichem es kitzir ha'atzichem, and when you harvest the harvest of your land, lo yisachal l'pa'asadcha b'kutzrecha, you shall not completely cut the corner of your field during your harvest, v'leket kitzircha lo yisalaket, and all the gleanings of your field you shouldn't gather, lo'ani v'lager tazev oisam, you should leave them for the poor person and for the convert, ani Hashem l'kechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi over here says, in Pasuk Chav Bez uvekutzrichem chazer v'shana, the Pasuk repeats itself, lavar alein b'shnei lavin, to say that you're over two lavin for this. And Amar Avar Dimas Bereb Yesi, he says, Ma'ra kasav litnam be'emtzer regalim. Why is it the Pasuk deemed it important to put these commandments right in the middle of all the Yom Tovim? Pesach v'atzeres mikan, we have Pesach and Shavuos on one side, and then after these, in the next Aliyah, we're going to learn about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and V'chag mikan, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot on the other side. La'amedcha to teach you, shekol ha'noisen leket shecha upeya la'ani karoi, anyone that gives leket shecha upeya to a poor person as they should, Malin Olav, the Pasuk considers him, ki'ilu bana beis hamikdash, as if he built the beis hamikdash, v'hikriv karbonos v'besoichai, and he brought his karbonos inside. It says in Rashi, tazov, you should leave it for them, hanach lefneim, leave it before them, v'hem yil kaitu, and then they're going to gather it. V'hein l'chol esayel echem mehem, you're not allowed to help them in gathering it. You have to let them gather it for themselves. Ani Hashem lekechem, and as we always have in Rashi, it says, nem l'shalim schar, I'm trustworthy to pay you your reward. So in this aliyah, we learned about Pesach, the karbon omer, the shtei halechem, and Shavuos, and the mitzvahs of Leket Shicha and Peah. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth aliyah in Parshas Emor. Everyone should have a wonderful day.